Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn. Welcome to Chamber Chat. And for all the Chamber's upcoming events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. We have a busy month. So yeah, be sure and check everything out. And to learn everything you need to know about being a small business owner, Zeb Smith with Ascent Accounting. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jack. Yourself?
You know, if I was any better, I'd have a twin.
All right on.
You know, it's all good. And first off, you know, thank you first for being the president, past president, I guess, of the YPOD, Young Professionals of Durango.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Yeah, it's been a great experience working with that whole crew and the presidency last year. A lot of really great stuff went on.
So. Yeah, well, thank you so much for taking the lead on that. Now, you are, by trade, an accountant.
Yes.
And you have written, I'm going to call it a Bible, a book, of things that business owners need to know, from the ultimate dream, decision-making, business plan. What brought the idea about to write this?
Oh, yeah. So, as being an accountant, one of the visions that I always had was working with small business owners and helping them achieve their dreams, uh-huh. Right? We started Ascent 3 years ago, and in that time period, I've been doing a lot of research locally with what business owners are struggling with on financial issues, but sure. Even then management and operational issues.
So there's a common theme or thread throughout everybody you talk to.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. And it's not just locally, too. It's also at, like, national levels. So I've got a group of individuals, one locally, but even then broader nationally, mm-hmm. And we all do a lot of brainstorming and really kind of our own research and development. And we did find a number of themes on what business owners struggle with. And that's what inspired me to write the book as a result of what our research has proven.
Well, and I would think that, you know, first off, I'll back up because 85% of our chamber members have less than 10 employees. Actually, probably for us, it was less than 5. But nationally, that is the trend.
Yep.
Less than 10 employees, 85% is the backbone of the American economy. And for me, I discover a lot of folks have this passion. They take their passion, they take their idea, and all of a sudden, you know, someone says, well, you should sell that. And so they open a business, not realizing all the things that come behind it.
Right.
So in your first, you know, chapter here, you talk about the ultimate dream. Is that kind of what that is about? Is you have this ultimate dream and you start it, and then all of a sudden you're going, whoa, I got all these other things I got to take care of?
Absolutely. It's a need to be really clear about what your ultimate dream is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then to define that ultimate dream. And what we talk about in the book is the steps to define it, as well as to set long-term kind of vision on what mm-hmm. you want to achieve. And then you communicate that with your team, your panel of peers, your spouses, everybody that's right. part of it with you. And then you can set actionable steps more immediately, like on a quarterly basis, to then achieve that dream, right?
Okay.
So that's where the biggest struggle is we have that vision, we have that dream, but we don't go through the steps of actually defining it. And if we don't define it, we don't have anything to hold ourselves accountable.
So you have to have kind of almost that foundation of being able to say, okay, going back to your core beliefs and your mission and your vision, mm-hmm. things of that nature. The other thing I always find is, you know, before we went on air, I said, yeah, then you got to do payroll taxes and you got to do, you know, workman's comp, and then you got to take care of your customers. You got to order stuff. Cash flow is king. I mean, all these things that come into play
yep.
that you don't realize. I also tell people, and tell me if this is a safe statement. Also, I tell people, when you start your business, what's your exit strategy? First thing, they look at me, I haven't even opened my doors yet. And I said, yes, but going back to that goal, is your goal to pass this on to your kids?
Yep.
And do your kids want it?
Yep.
Or is your goal to, you know, make X number of dollars annually and then liquidate and sell?
Yep. No, exactly. Totally true. And the exit strategy is one of the points that we make in here. Everybody's like, well, we're just starting the business. I don't want to think about an exit strategy. Well, that's not the truth, because you want to grow it up to something, but you probably don't want to be in working with it for eternity.
Right.
And what happens if all of a sudden a buyer does come along, if you do have an interest in selling,
yeah.
knowing when that key point is, because it could be sooner than you anticipate or later than you anticipate.
Sure.
But an exit strategy is always part of that vision. We just need to define what that exit strategy is.
Right. And everything has, you know, may say, oh, that's not for sale, but everything is for sale at the right price.
Yeah.
And someone could come in and go, I want to buy your business. And you're like, well, it's not for sale. Offer you, you know, you're thinking $1 million. They offer you $5 million. I bet all of a sudden you're going to sell.
Yeah, it's gonna raise your eyebrows a little bit.
Absolutely, and say, get out your checkbook and let me check everything. So, let me ask you, how can someone get a hold of the Ultimate Guide for Successful Business Owner?
Yep. So, if you go to our website, ascentunlimited.com, and go to any of our service pages, there'll be a pop-up that comes up. And you'll enter your name and email address, and you can download the Ultimate Guide there. You can also reach out to me directly at zeb@ascentunlimited.com or call me at 970-426-5737.
Okay.
And I'd be happy to share it with you.
So one more time, your website.
Ascentunlimited.com.
Ascentunlimited.com. And people can you'll forward this to them.
Yep, exactly.
Wow, how cool is that? So in writing a business plan, what are some of the main points that you want to convey to, you know, anybody out there that is opening a business? What's the first step of writing the business plan?
Well, the business plan actually gets started with that ultimate dream, right? So it's setting those expectations, and then it's communicating the expectations. So setting some clear channels on how you're going to then communicate that to your supporters, mm-hmm. as well as
everybody that's going to be involved in the business. Yeah.
So writing it down, setting a deadline for when you want the ultimate dream to be a reality, and then building a timeline to start with your deadline and basically working back to today. Mm-hmm. Within that, we also encourage you to research your industry and capture a few different metrics, right? So that's where we start to get into the weeds and kind of the financial health and kind of the management and the details of it is setting up what those expectations are,
right,
and then creating some metrics to actually monitor it, your business's growth along the way.
Well, I want to point out too, if people are like, I want to open a business, where do I get the resources? I highly recommend the library is a great resource, the Small Business Development Center. We have our Reference USA. You know, we can do some data mining just to get, like you said, kind of a baseline of what the industry. So let's say you want to open, you know, a brewery, or you want to open up a pet store, or, you know, dog grooming. There are resources out there with example business plans and some, projected earnings, things of that nature on a national level that are available out there. And so, you know, getting dialed into that. Now, you mentioned, you know, as part of the business plan, cash management. We all know cash is king. Yeah. But if you have bad cash flow, or if you can't, you know, you can put your vendors off for, you know, 30 days and, you know, say, okay, I'll pay you then, and taking advantage of your cash flow, that's huge.
Oh, yeah. Cash management is actually a very easy thing to do, but it's hard.
Not when you don't have it. No, I'm just kidding.
Right, exactly. Yeah. When you don't have it, there's a problem there. The hardest part comes with actually not spending what's available, right?
Right.
And there's something called the Pareto theory, in which if you reduce the amount of available cash, you're less likely to spend it, right?
Good point.
We all know our grandparents that would set aside like buckets or individual envelopes of cash that they would have. So they would have like a cash envelope for groceries, one for debt payments, one for whatever else. And then at the very end was like that play money or like the ice cream fund.
I could go out to dinner.
Exactly. And that's what needs to be done with business too. So we suggest that you end up setting up four individual accounts. Okay. The first one's an income account.
Okay.
The second one is your tax account. The third one is your owner pay account. And then the fourth one's your operating expense account. Okay. In the book, we go through some of the mechanical inner workings of all those. But fundamentally, all income goes into the income account. Every deposit you receive, every check you collect, every time your business gets a payment, put it into there. And then on a regular basis, you transfer money to the tax, the owner comp, and then the operating expense account, right? So you're setting up reserve for your taxes. You're also ensuring that you as the business owner are going to be paid a set standard amount regularly. Because if you as the owner aren't being paid, well, then the business crumbles and the whole thing falls apart, right? And you never steal from those two accounts. You never want to borrow. You're probably going to want to rationalize, believe, oh, well, we're just investing it into the business. Mm-hmm. That's not true, because the business is stealing it from you, or you're stealing it from the government. And that causes a whole bunch of other different issues.
Right.
And then at the very end, you then have your operating expenses. So you only spend the money down that's available. And if there's no money in the account, you've you got to get tricky and you got to get creative on keeping things going.
Right.
But that way you reduce from having this single account with all this money that you just think you have all the money in the world to go spend on your business down to just a more limited amount. Well, the Pareto theory.
Well, I always point out, you know, when I'm talking to somebody opening a business, have an attorney you work with, have a CPA and a bookkeeper that you work with, as well as, you know, someone that can offer you marketing advice. Get a team of experts on board. And mm-hmm. one of the keys, though, is having your books absolutely impeccable. Because if you go to sell and you said, well, here's the books that are the IRS sees and here's the real books over here, you know, yep. kind of one of those things, or I took a trip. Well, it was a yep. business trip, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that, you know, you've got to have everything up front, and the financials are so vitally important.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's a difference between an adequate and an appropriate record keeping system.
Explain that.
You keyed in on that. So an adequate record keeping system is when the taxing authorities come knocking, right? Mm-hmm. You want to have enough information to be able to substantiate your income and your deductions, all right? Right. So that's the bare minimum requirement. Now, an appropriate record-keeping system is one that delivers you information to you as the decision maker to make good, informed decisions, right. all right? So then that's where you end up setting up your chart of accounts, your profit and loss statement, uh-huh. your balance sheet, to make sure you know when to invest in the business, when to scale back on the business. And that's where you look at it from an operating standpoint. And it sounds like big words, or it sounds like it's kind of a tough concept, but it's really not. And you set it up based on what your individual business needs.
Right. Now, let me ask that. So 4 R's, what are the 4 R's?
Yep. So the 4 R's of record keeping is what we've coined with Ascent. And there's the recording function, the reconciling function, the review function, and the reporting function. Okay. So the first one's recording, and that's what you most likely hire your bookkeeper for. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's making sure that all of the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted.
Yeah.
Right. And that needs to be built based on what you're trying to get out of it.
Okay.
The reconciling function is where you check what's been recorded to your other substantiating records. Okay. That's going to be your bank statements. That'll be your credit card statements. That'll be your client resource management tool. There's tons of things that need to be reconciled. Right. And if you're not reconciling that regularly, well, you have a poor record keeping
right.
function.
Well, yeah, okay. Junk in, junk out. You got to have everything, mm-hmm. you know, like you said, dot your I's, cross your T's, because otherwise the information's not correct.
Exactly. Those functions are usually performed by like an accountant or maybe even you as an owner, mm-hmm. but you're checking what's getting done with the record keeping.
Right.
Okay. So then your review function, that's the business owner safeguard. That's where you're reviewing your ledger detail, you're making sure that there's no theft going on within mm-hmm. the business. That's oftentimes where you start to identify misappropriated spending.
Right. You allocated exactly. something towards the wrong category.
Mm-hmm. That's where it's your responsibility as an owner to really make sure you have the financial health of your business in check.
Okay. Right.
So we have the bookkeeper, the accountant, you as the owner, and that's where most owners really need to operate in. And making sure that their business is healthy, okay? Mm-hmm. Then we have the final one, which is the reporting one, and that's the exciting piece. And that's where we can look at things historically within your business to then help predict what the future is going to be. That's where we can anticipate things coming down the pipeline. That's where we compare things to other metrics. That's where we start to put your exit strategy into mm-hmm. plan on making sure if you do want to sell or if you want to hand your business off to a kid. Right. You know, that's where we really start to get more of the future thinking
okay.
reporting side.
Now, you're not going to believe this. We're out of time.
No!
Time flies. I know. Zeb, see, time flies. I'm looking at the clock. Well, holy cow. So, again, the ultimate guide for the successful business owner. People can, you'll send this to people, and where do they get that?
Yep. So, go to ascentunlimited.com.
Okay.
Fill in the pop-up. Mm-hmm. You can download it directly that way, or you can reach out to me, and I will gladly provide this to you.
Again, that's ascentaccounting.com. No.
AscentUnlimited.com.
I knew that was the wrong word. AscentUnlimited.com, and you'll happily send it to them.
Absolutely.
All right, Google will you come back? Too.
Google us, and it'll kick you directly to the website.
Okay, Ascent, A-S-C-N-T, Unlimited.com.
Yep.
Zeb, thanks for everything you do.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jack.
Hey, thank you. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.